Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's the Locked On Raptors Round Ball Rock Pandemic Team Up! Starring Dame Schilling, Jose Calderon, Morris Peterson, Sean Woodley, Amir Johnson, TJ Ford, Katie Heindel, Rosho Nesterovich, Sean Keane, Gravis Vasquez, musical guest Gordon Lightfoot, and now the permanent host of Locked On Raptors, Sean Woodley.
How do I do the Joey voice? Hi, it's Sean.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Roundball Rock podcast. I'm here, as always, with my good friend, Sean Keen, and my other good friends, Sean Woodley and Katie Heindel. It's Locked On Raptors plus Rocked On Roundball Rock, so I guess it's Rock. Ball Raptors on?
It's, come on, dude. It's
Rocked
it's round
on
ball,
round
Rocked On Raptors.
Yeah, okay.
So Sean Woodley, God, that's going to be the worst part. So Woodley, this was your idea. And we all hopped on, and the first thing you said was, "So what are we going to talk about, guys?"
That's not wrong.
I mean,
that's like the question going into every podcast anyone's recording at this point. No,
yeah.
So we got some Serge Ibaka content as always. He's still providing, which is a godsend.
Look, I love Serge. I guess let's talk about this. Let's do this first, because it's a Raptor show. Woodley, would you like to explain? Uh-huh. What the Serge Ibaka news is today?
The Serge Ibaka news today. Let me look up. The Raptors have been hosting a running series called "How Bored Are You," which is obviously a play on "How Hungry Are You." There's been no episode yet today. Yesterday, it was Serge Ibaka doing cardio in his apartment, running up and down his hallway. Which is good stuff. There was also earlier this week him doing his dishes, which was pretty good. I think he also taught people how to wash their hands. Oh, there's one called Remedies from the Motherland. I don't think I've watched this one, actually. I think
it's pretty good. Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. He cuts a garlic clove up with a razor blade, and he eats it with honey.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I'm gonna try that now. Yeah. So yeah, they've been running this. That's about it.
Could I have some, like, garlic powder, maybe? Would that work?
I think you could. Yeah, you could mix it up with honey in like a little tea. Yeah.
I love garlic. I would just do that even if I was feeling well, TBH.
That's what Ibaka does. So you're in good company, man.
That's how you get to look like Serge Ibaka. So yeah, thank God.
But
what a beautiful man. I can't believe that even if I wanted to, I couldn't drive and sit outside his house in the car. now the border's closed, I can't stalk Serge Ibaka anymore, and it's sad. But also, probably you shouldn't be driving across the border or stalking people in this pandemic times.
But
they might let you. That could be like, that might be essential travel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Serge Ibaka recon.
And then I could film a thing called How Extradited Are You?
The other Raptors thing with Serge today was the Slam magazine cover that the Raptors were on, which is really depressing considering it happened after the league shut down.
Mm-hmm. We were there. That was a good day.
We were there the day they shot it at practice. That was a different time. What was that, like February the 29th or something? Which, holy shit, that feels so far gone. But no, so the whole thing there is, are you aware of like the Serge Ibaka doing art phenomenon? How familiar are you
guys
with
this? This is what I want to talk about. So the thing I saw with Serge Ibaka was him walking out after they said he didn't do art. Is that correct?
Yeah.
He walks a few feet away.
It's a performative walkout.
The whole team has to ask him to. It's basically, I've never seen anybody at a situation like that basically try to get an encore, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I always imagine. Like Katie, when we saw our favorite band Aerosmith together.
Yeah.
There was a moment
where
they left the stage and it was clear they were coming back. Very clear. And we were in the wings so we could see how far they went because we were backstage at Aerosmith.
I guess
they just appreciate to catch their breath.
I do appreciate that Serge went as far as to take off his mic, at least to sort of give the illusion he was going to go away for good.
See, this is my problem with this is, okay, so Serge Ibaka is essentially a content creator now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think this is the wrong direction for Serge. My favorite mode of Serge content is when he's like the fun, goofy guy being like, you're gonna eat snake now, weirdos. And not the like, I'm the one who did the scarves first. Like it doesn't jibe with who he actually is, being the
I feel like it's all part of like the same beautiful whole. Like there's just it's just a different side of the same like beautiful child coin. You know what I mean? Like he's kind of like a kid in that he's like eat this silly thing, and then he's like put my art on the fridge. The fridge is full of lamb testicles as well, by the way.
I will say, I think Serge getting aggrieved about that kind of thing, like not being taken seriously, like I do think that kind of fits his whole vibe where he does like play sort of a goof, but I think deep down he truly believes he's both an excellent chef and a fashion icon.
Mm-hmm.
And like when someone points it out, it really sort of plays to his insecurities about that kind of thing.
I just kind of think getting mad that someone isn't respecting your art is a real Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant shit, and less I'm a funny chef shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's also like a real artist thing, though.
Yeah.
So if he's moving in that direction, then he might just be going pure artist.
I like all of his bits, basically. It's so funny to look at how he's just blossomed in Toronto. I feel like he was always pretty entertaining with the Thunder, but maybe it was like Oklahoma City or the fact that there were bad Well, I'm gonna say I've definitely reevaluated my thoughts on the Thunder. There was one personality that was maybe keeping him down a little bit, named Kevin Durant.
I would say two. There's also another.
Oh, you're saying Russ?
Yeah, because there's a certain amount of I'm the only one allowed to shine with Russ.
Yeah, I just think
it's also Cameron Payne. He's allowed to do the running man with me, but other than that, everyone else has to look at me all the time.
Yeah, I think the team. I just think the team. I think people tend to really like Russell Westbrook personally, though.
Sure.
And I maybe don't think it's the same the other way. But anyway, it's weird to look at how much he blossomed in Toronto. When you look at him, you look at like the Orlando Magic, and it's if you actually look at the roster, it's like, oh, Serge Ibaka would be a perfect fit there. Like, even though they do have, they wouldn't have had to get quite as many power forwards and centers. Like, they really keep trying to get Serge Ibaka, the guy they had before.
The thing,
but
too,
I also
is like,
think no, I think like quarantine is kind of messing with his proprietariness because, like, I don't know if you saw Sean, but the one he did yesterday where he was doing like the cardio.
Yes, yes, I did.
Cardio back and forth. So I think like Isaiah Thomas commented, like, dude, you'd have to do like 200 of these for this to like count as a workout. And he like replied to him. He was like, dude, didn't you see? Like, I did like, I don't know. He's like, I did 20. He's like, I did 40, 20 or something. Like, he got really upset. So I just think the isolation is maybe messing with him a bit.
I would also say the isolation. I will say this actually might lead to our next topic because Katie is on top of everything. But I would say the NBA player actually doing the best with isolation currently is actually Devin Booker because he has realized his actual lifelong dream of being a Call of Duty streamer.
Joey, what did he say when he found out that Rudy Gobert had coronavirus?
Well, what he said was, I mean, I guess I could play it. He laughed at Rudy Gobert having coronavirus the night they found out on Twitch. Here, I guess I'll play it right now.
Damn, they said fucking Gobert actually has the shit.
Wait, Tom Hanks has coronavirus. What?
So does Gobert.
So yeah, that's him laughing at Rudy Gobert having coronavirus after also learning that Tom Hanks has coronavirus while Twitch streaming Call of Duty.
Can I make a little pitch here right now?
Mm-hmm.
My Giant 2, but it's about Tom Hanks and Rudy Gobert being quarantined together for 14 days.
The other thing,
and also
I liked,
he buys Rudy Gobert right before that because that's what.
Yeah, because My Giant is about owning a giant, right? Yeah. It's about white slavery. The other thing that Devin Booker, his response to the season being over on that Twitch stream was the most Devin Booker shit ever. Because
he
just
looked pretty okay with it.
Well, he just keeps going, yo, fuck, yo, what, yo, damn, that's crazy, fuck. While another Twitch streamer is in the background, not realizing what's happening and thinks he's talking about the Call of Duty game. And the streamer's like, yeah, I know this is crazy. We got to grind this war zone, bro.
Can I just before I know we're moving into another topic, but
well,
I was
before
just,
you do that, I'm going to oh, play yeah, that. Yeah. Go bit. I'm going to play that.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Play that one. Yeah.
No way.
It's announced?
Let me see.
Booker's like, shit!
My chat saying it's suspended, the season is over.
Yeah,
Sham bomb.
What the fuck, bro? Bro.
Bro. Got the wheel.
What the fuck is going on, man?
Hop on,
bro.
The deck. Come to the compound. Let's get this Warzone grind on.
So, yeah, what were you saying, Sean?
I was just imagining Serge Ibaka walking with, like, a giant shopping cart, the biggest scarf you've ever seen that also covers his mouth and has, like, ventilators on it. And he's just at this weird rare animal food market, and there's just, like, nothing there. There's no salamander feet. There's no intestines of any animal. They've all been, like the how hoarding are you people got there first. He's just, like, so depressed that he can't find a monkey heart or just like a poisonous fish, and it just ends up, like, settling for a bunch of toilet paper.
We did do a podcast last week where we were talking about, like, which Raptors were going to do well in quarantine, and we did, I think, agree that Serge was going to have the roughest time.
I think we've been pretty on the nose so far. I think,
yeah,
so. Didn't we kind of predict like Boucher would be one to, like, break out of his apartment?
Which he did,
yeah,
right?
We
did,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, he did. He
got in trouble for that.
Where did he go?
He went to a really shitty grocery store called Loblaws. And he got, like, some frozen Dr. Oetker pizzas and, like, hamburger buns. He didn't even get anything, like, he couldn't have had someone get for him. So I don't know why he went.
What are the rules? You're not supposed to shop, right?
No,
are you guys full locked?
Jazz?
No,
Raptors were. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I forgot he was Gobert poisoned. Yeah, come on, Chris Boucher, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. And then, so the other guys on the team, like, Fred VanVleet's having the time of his life. Did you guys see the video of him yesterday playing a wolf with his daughter and his son, and getting his daughter to howl in unison with him? Like, he seems to be not at all itching for basketball to come back. He seems totally content.
Yeah, he bet on his family. He's going to bet on himself.
His merch is selling so well, he's not worried about it at all, you know?
I wonder if they're still doing deliveries with all of this going on. I mean, everyone else who does deliveries is probably, like, making pretty good bank right now. I wonder if there's, like, a war between, like, all the different merch brands on the Raptors to see who can earn the most quarantine dollars.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing 4 Nick Nurse hats right now, so.
Katie, were you saying you can't actually buy Kyle Lowry's personally branded merchandise?
No,
like,
Siakam.
It's just for him? Oh, Siakam's is the kind you can't buy?
Yeah. Lowry doesn't have any, which is weird, but
I thought he had a custom shoe.
He just has a thing with a number 7 on it. Oh, that's all it is.
It's amazing that you can't buy Siakam's. Which one do you think looks the worst of their personal brands? You know what? Sorry. Which one looks the best? I don't want to ruin anyone's access here.
You know, I like some of Fred's stuff. It's all right.
Fred's stuff is good. Fred really toes the line between, like, tasteful and terribly gaudy.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, like, his highs and lows is, like, the biggest range. I think Norm's is kind of whack. The understand the grind stuff.
What?
It's not a great...
His is understand the grind?
Right? It's insane. Yeah. Insane name.
That's like
it's
a...
It's extreme.
That makes more sense as, like, a skateboarding logo. You know what I mean? Like a... Like whatever... you know, those and one shirts that you see, like, a 9-year-old wearing that are like, don't come in the paint unless you want to get burned. But it's like a skateboarding version that's like, understand the grind.
And it's like a big dog grabbing the back of his skateboard.
Norms should be like, understanding getting paid a lot of money at just the right time.
I mean, I'm sure he works very hard. He was only, like, the 53rd pick or something, but he also went to UCLA. You know what I mean? He wasn't, like, that slept on, if that makes sense. Understand the grind also, just like the UTG together makes me think that it's something much more intense. I don't know why that is, but That's a weird brand.
Yeah, UTG sounds like it would be like an Atlanta super rap group.
Yeah, exactly. or like a weird cult that some Atlanta rappers accidentally got into. It's like, hey, there's aliens, but also reparations. Man,
I think to answer the question of which looks best, like Pascal's looks the best. I think it's like a pretty like well designed logo. The Bet on Yourself is basically just like Microsoft Paint with like like a dollar, like a money bags emoji in the middle.
Yes, yeah, some of Fred Van Vliet's look like kind of like the clothing version of like a Master P album cover from the early 2000s.
Yeah. Fred has one shirt that reminds me of the weirdest piece of Warriors merch that I have that my sister bought on the pedestrian ramp to the train station outside the old arena. And it's just like it has Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green on it, and it's such a bad print that they use a photo that's just cuts them off mid-leg. You know what I mean? It's just like a picture from the newspaper, and it didn't look weird because it was in a newspaper, but it looks very strange on a shirt when their legs just end. And it just has historic team 73-9.
What other Raptors, Katie? Like, has there been anything else from other Raptors? Like, we had the Fred thing. Has anyone else been like active? You're the expert on this.
Yeah, actually, today Malcolm Miller posted a gigantic cardboard box, and he called it quarantine shopping. And there's seriously 7 boxes of Nike shoes in there. So he's shopping. And then I don't know, Lowry just posted, like, Lowry, I was happy to hear from Lowry, but he just posted the Slam cover.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he's still, you know, out there. And I don't really care what I hear from Kyle Lowry. I just want to hear something from him, you know?
I think he's fine. I think he's
like, enjoying he's soothing.
I don't know if I need to hear from any NBA players during the quarantine. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I don't
know. What about Patty Mills?
Yeah, Patty's doing good.
Yeah, that's Katie question.
Yeah.
Katie, moving on from the Raptors, which overall NBA players appear to be thriving during the quarantine?
There's like different levels of thriving though that have emerged, and like some that are troubling and some that are soothing, and guys like doing it right. Like Hassan Whiteside is really too chaotic.
Oh yeah, I can't believe Hassan Whiteside is chaotic evil.
After he murdered that bird to make a viral video last year.
Like he keeps leaving his house to go rip around in a convertible. And he's like wearing an insane mask for most of the time.
Have any of them
so many guns in the trunk?
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
That assault rifle last year.
Yeah.
Is Hassan Whiteside one of these nutcases lining up around the corner to buy guns right now?
No, but last year, if you remember right, he lost a $350,000 assault rifle. Was that right on the number, yeah. Sean? Or was it like $150,000?
I think it was
$50,000. Yeah, okay, whatever. But he left it on top of his car or something, and someone just took it.
Unlocked car in the backseat, yeah.
Otherwise, like, I don't know. LeBron seems to be losing his grip a bit. Like I saw today, he was live streaming a meditation app.
LeBron just straight up tweeted, I need someone to drink wine with.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. And also something where he was like, just woke up from a nap in the wine cellar.
Look, the secret story of the last 2 years is LeBron James has a drinking problem. He is drinking too much wine. That's why he tore his groin on Christmas last year.
Something kind of upsetting, like, evolved today, though, and it's this, like, new challenge that players are, like, challenging each other to, but I'm a little bit worried it's going to have terrible implications, because what it is they're pretending a roll of toilet paper is a football, but they're, like, I don't know, I feel like in times of scarcity, maybe you shouldn't flaunt that. Like, I don't want it to turn into a Marie Antoinette thing, but, like, Boban is doing his, like, by his pool, and he accidentally kicks it into the pool. Larry Nance Jr. does his, and then his dog runs in and, like, grabs the toilet paper roll and runs away. Like, Bam Adebayo is, like, doing his to, like, a Bruno Mars song and almost kicks it off his balcony. Like, it's a bit troubling. I don't want them to be the target of angry mobs.
I'm with the NBA players on this one. I'm going to be honest. We're not out of toilet paper. Just a bunch of assholes bought it all.
we're not out, but, like, while there's scarcity, I don't want them to put themselves at risk.
I would say the person that appears to be thriving the most, NBA-wise, is someone who... I never saw on social media at all until 3 days ago when everyone started sharing Matisse Thybulle's TikToks constantly.
Yeah. Well, he just signed up for it. Like, he was like, oh, I better. He was kind of like resigned to it. He's like, I guess we've come to this. But, like, he's so good at it.
It's also weird that every comment is one of two things, which is like, bro, this quarantine is getting to Matisse Thybulle. Or it's like, we must protect Matisse Thybulle at all costs. And I don't know when people started saying we must protect X at all costs, but it basically kind of never made sense to me, and we're on, like, year three.
Well, we've got to protect Matisse Thybulle.
We got to protect him from those TikTok haters. I guess from the virus now. That's what we're protecting him from.
Paul Pierce, I have to say before, because, you know, I gotta always look up for what Paul Pierce is doing. Paul Pierce went to work with a gas mask.
Sean, what were you gonna say?
let me just calm down for how angry I am right now. No, I have not been seeing a lot from the Warriors. I assume that Steph is mainly doing more erotic photography with Aisha.
No, actually, Steph and Aisha did something that fucking rules. Steph and Aisha have spent the quarantine actually figuring out a way to donate a million meals to the children in Oakland who rely on school meals to eat every day.
Uh-huh.
And that's,
yeah, she's starting an OnlyFans page, right?
Yeah.
That's how they're doing it?
No, they're
come
like...
Come on, we can make fun of these people, Joey. Back
off. I just think that one's actually good. I'll make fun of it Aisha all day, but...
I mean, it is good.
But, yeah, they raised $2 million today to feed hungry children. But, you know... Maybe they'll fall asleep in their wine cellar while doing it. I've just been kind of disappointed in the Warriors generally, so that one has been nice during virus time.
How much of a bummer is it for you that this happened like a week after Steph came back?
Oh, it's so upsetting. It's obviously everything's upsetting now, but that was just like the kicker for me. I wanted to watch Steph Curry play more basketball so bad.
Well, and the other thing is that they just arbitrarily didn't have him play in three of the games he could have too. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, they made him scrimmage in with the G League team instead of playing him on March 1st like he wanted to.
And then he had that game where he sat out with the flu.
Yeah.
But he had you know, tankitis or something. I don't know what it was. Have you noticed how I've just been noticing this week. I know you guys don't care about professional football in Canada, but the funny thing to me is that the NBA, you're just seeing so much from these guys, and it's like everything's changing. We got to raise some money. And the NFL is just chugging ahead like nothing happened at all. Mm-hmm. It's like, Tom Brady's so going to a new team. Unsettling. Yeah, so I think NFL free agency is actually exacerbating the public health crisis because teams like Tampa Bay are like flying in private doctors away from triage areas to make sure Tom Brady's physical is in order. So he
well, this has been a thing contract. Like with the Patriots this week or with the Bucks this week, because they actually haven't signed Tom Brady yet because they haven't been able to do a physical. And there's like this whole thing where I think maybe Bucks fans are scared he's about to back out like he probably should. But it's just because they haven't been able to get a doctor to him. And I think he's supposed to be seeing someone in New York today or something. But New York is also the place most terribly afflicted, which is goes into your theory quite well. It's all I'm doing morning radio this week,
mm-hmm.
and we've been trying to like have fun without talking about sports, and we've actually had people like tweet in at us like, why aren't you talking about Philip Rivers? And I'm like, I'm not gonna quit for this even a little bit right now. It's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's classic NFL, though, man, to just pretend nothing is happening. Unless it has to do with the troops. Play
games right now?
They would absolutely try and play games right now. Unless it has to do with respecting the troops, the NFL does not care about anything else.
And they get paid to respect the troops.
Yeah, exactly. Katie, you have anything to say about the NFL?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah.
do you have enough stuff stored away?
What do you mean?
Like, are you ready? Are you ready?
Provisions?
Yeah.
Something this has taught me is like I'm a little bit of like obsessive about acquiring provisions and like not starting to eat them.
Oh yeah, I've
being like we can't crack into our provision food yet. That's our provision food, but like there's no real difference. It's just groceries, and like there's still you can still go get groceries anytime. Like, it's not that.
You can?
Like, there's a fruit stand. Yeah, there's, like,
you must not live in Los Angeles.
No. It's, like, some stuff is picked over at bigger stores, but, like, where I live, it's mostly, like, corner stores and, like, fruit stands, so you can, like, go get whatever you need at any time still. But I'm still, like, no, we can't. Like, we can't open these boxes. Like, that's for the quarantine.
I've spent 6 days trying to find bread.
Oh no. Yeah,
there's no bread to be had. I can't find onions, potatoes, or garlic.
Sean,
I have to start making bread.
Sean, now I know where that stuff is.
So you're gonna say John's?
I am. The one by my house.
They didn't have it.
Really? Because I
went to John's house. Yeah.
I went on Monday and they had all that stuff.
They had like anyway, I went to John's and they did not have it, but I'll go back. They were definitely so. Ed, this is some a little bit of LA inside gossip, Katie. But the big grocery chain down here is called Vons, V-O-N-S, and there is a very similar. Wouldn't you say the branding is pretty similar, Joey, yes. on the signs? Yeah. And it's called John's with a J instead of a V. And you go inside, and it's very strange. Like, there's a turnstile you have to go through to enter the store. And it has some regular products and then other things that's like, oh, I didn't know Ukraine made beer.
Yeah,
like, it's very Russian and Armenian. But it also almost seems like the store is like a little bit of a prank, almost. It feels like something like Nathan Fielder would build.
But what I will say is John's, if you're in L.A. and you're looking for dill in a normal time, best place to find dill. Because for some reason, the grocery stores around here do not carry enough dill except for John's.
John's was good. I got some good produce there. I just haven't gone to a public place. I went to work on Saturday. Since then, my old apartment, and then I walked around the neighborhood at 1 a.m. last night. Mm-hmm. Pretty tight. Pretty tight.
Is it like straight lockdown there right now?
No, it is in the Bay Area, but
it should be.
Here. Yeah.
America is really messing up. Like pretty.
Yeah, I'm scared for you guys.
Unfortunately, wasn't Trump telling people to travel around the country like 3 days ago? Anyway, it's just bad that the most popular news network is basically saying that the pandemic doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's not great.
Why are we laughing?
I mean, it is terrible, but yeah, it's like...
What else can you do?
Yeah, there's a lot of people still going on spring break. The state of Florida, once again, is going to really screw things up for the rest of our country. It happens in elections. It happens with serial killers. It happens with animals eating children at zoos. And now it's going to be like the dumbest millennials in the world. Basically, like people who managed to survive the fire festival. Have all congregated in Florida to infect each other, and now they're going to be flying back to each of the 50 states to continue to wash their hands. It's going to be amazing.
We almost had a similar thing. So our system has this thing called premiers for each of our provinces, and our premier in Ontario is a big dumbass. His brother is Rob Ford.
Yeah, we're aware of the Fords. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Doug Ford. Like, yeah, yeah.
Doug.
Sean and I love clowns, so we're super into that.
So he 3 days ago was like asked if people should be traveling for March break, which is this week. And he was like, yeah, go have fun with your families. It'll be great. While like the health minister and like the rest of the government was like, no, don't do that. It's a bad idea. Stay home. And he was just like, yeah, no, it's fine. Go have fun. And then now the borders are closed. So I hope nobody listened to him because that would be bad. But it's kind of cooled down a little bit. Justin Trudeau's in like isolation at his house because his wife tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have it at all. Just his wife.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty careful guy.
He's been like really soothing in his addresses. You know, he's like not a perfect prime minister by any means, mm-hmm. but he's been like nice to watch.
Has he done any of them in blackface yet?
Not yet.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, but we're pretty early in this
episode. Yeah, like it's going to last a long time, so.
Yeah, there'll be some sort of party at the prime minister's residence at some point here.
No, I think he might just come out one morning and then be like, oh shit, whoops. I forgot to wipe it off.
He does it in like full like shitty white dude rap. He's like, my name's Justin Trudeau and I'm here to say you should stay in your house every day.
What image just got sent here?
Rob Ford wearing a Denver Broncos jersey.
You know, I still can't believe he's dead. Like when I think about it, it's really weird to me.
It's like it was such a crazy thing, and then he died very abruptly, right?
Yes, yes, and just like super fast. He got sick, and then he just right away. It's weird.
I mean, he appeared to be so healthy.
Yeah,
you know, Rob Ford. Rob Ford, famous for his healthy lifestyle.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, do you think Clay Thompson's life has changed at all?
Nope.
No, I keep thinking of him sitting in the woods in that chair.
Yeah.
From like 3 days before everything happened, and I wonder if he's still there. Also, he loves chess, so I feel like this is really his time.
He likes video games, chess, and going for walks without another human being, just with a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, shooting hoops in an empty... I guess he could get it from someone who was rebounding for him. But otherwise, he's pretty locked down.
He for sure has one of those rebounding machines at his house, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. He totally does.
Oh, wait. Who do you think has it on the Nuggets? Because they said one person has it, but they haven't said
it. The way they said it was not... It didn't sound like the team to me. It sounded like a... the way that was worded to me, it sounded like a Denver Nuggets staff member had it.
Okay.
If you would ask me about this maybe like 6 weeks ago, I would have said 100% it's Juancho Hernan Gomez. Because,
because of
he
the
got mono. He got
shower
mono.
Shower video. And the shower video.
Yeah, yeah. So Woj said it was a member of organization has tested positive. So I'm guessing it's not a player, or else he would have said player.
Right. It's Sue Bird.
No, it's Fat Lever. It's Jeez, Fat Paul, Lever.
It's Fat Lever.
And is it like, is it confirmed at all? Did I miss it? Who on the Lakers tested positive? Because someone is going to have to, right? Because they're all hanging out with Drake and KD.
That I didn't see. I know they got tested today, right?
Maybe.
The Warriors, very interestingly, who I'm going to say fucked this up really bad before it became a quarantine by having a game after the city of San Francisco told them not to.
It was like, please, please do not let anyone in here. And they're like, we have a public safety measure in place. It's a sign at the entrance telling you that you can't sue.
I do think it was really funny that yesterday Bob Myers and Rick Welts had like a cool flex on the other NBA teams who, when they were like, yeah, yeah, we're not getting tests because we believe that the public needs those tests.
And also they're already taking the player's blood and spinning it in a centrifuge and re-injecting it into them. So they're basically testing for everything during the blood boy process anyway. So they don't
is
really
there anybody
need the
quarantining
tests.
Is there anyone quarantining in one of the suites?
See, that's, I mean, look, someone should be moving into those suites, because for San Francisco real estate, it is not a bad deal, and you gotta be really safe there, and so much wine. I mean, maybe LeBron is.
Wine and blood.
Like, LeBron could totally afford one of those. Isn't that the ultimate flex? Like, oh, the Warriors beat me in the finals? I'm gonna buy a suite inside their arena and live there, sleep in the wine cellar.
But it doesn't solve his problem of having somebody to drink wine with. So he'd still be lonely.
He would be lonely.
He seems lonely already. He's passing out in the wine cellar.
I mean, LeBron has to be one of the people that is surrounded by people more than even for an NBA player. He constantly has people around him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still doing Taco Tuesday? Like, does he have the supplies?
I think he stopped when he wasn't able to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's
just because he was only 47 years late getting there, unfortunately. Yeah, I think they found someone advertising a Taco Tuesday in New Mexico in like the 1930s. he definitely should start making those videos again too. Right? Just
buy like
himself
it's only a matter
Taco
of time.
Tuesday. Yeah, I bet
from the wine cellar.
I think he'll try to just like. Do you think he'll try to co-opt other days with other foods?
Waffle Wednesday.
Katie, I want to circle back to the food thing. I feel like I haven't been very hungry during lockdown, but when I am hungry, I only want to eat the food that's like good forever. Just eyeing these cans of beans, like, build some beans now. It's like, Sean, you do have some produce in the fridge. And no, but look at those beans, baby.
That's what I mean. You gotta clamp down on that part of your brain.
Yeah, it's not a good instinct at all.
No, it's the opposite of survival mode.
Yeah, yeah. I ate an apple for breakfast. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, but I got this box of Corn Chex. Time to break into that. It's only good for 7.5 more months.
I've mainly eaten handful after handful of this family-sized box of Cheez-Its I bought.
Is that the only thing you bought?
No, we bought a lot of... It's funny, because when I went to the store, the store legitimately made me cry. Like, as we were checking out, I was, like, literally crying because of how fucked up it was. Like, I went with a list, and nothing on the list was there, and it was, like, for no reason. They had, like, no canned goods, no pasta, no anything. So, like... They did have a ton of meat and cheese, though. So, like, I bought, like, 3 corned beefs because it was close It was close. But everything I bought, it's like I bought, like, a giant pork loin. I bought, like, a turkey breast. But everything I bought takes 5 hours to cook, and I put it in the freezer, and it takes 3 hours to defrost, too. So it's like...
So you have to, like, wake up in the middle of the night, get it out to defrost.
Yeah. I bought, like, a tri-tip that's frozen now. Like, it was so depressing being at the grocery store. And it was weird.
I think I got in a little early to the grocery store. Like, I went, I think, Thursday morning when I finished work. And it was before, like, they closed schools in Ontario. Mm-hmm. And before all of, like, all the other sports canceled and followed the NBA. And I was, blown away. It was just, like, me with, like, a bunch of elderly people just doing their regular shopping. And people were chill. There was toilet paper available. It was great. And then I guess all hell broke loose because I have yet to go to like a hell grocery store, but I'm not looking forward to it when I have to.
And mine was like definitely unhinged, but it was more in like a celebratory way. Like people were buying just like the weirdest combinations of shit. Like Joey, kind of what you said, but like I saw a guy walking out with like 3 Brie wheels and like all this Easter candy that like hadn't even been discounted yet. And like then like cold and Advil cold and sinus or like one essential, but then mostly like party or like celebration foods. Cause I was like, those wheels are one gonna get you through that far. They're gonna make you feel pretty bad if you eat them all at once. So yeah, I don't know. But everyone was like looking at each other, like scoping out people's baskets and like mostly like smiling. Like it felt extremely reckless, but it didn't feel like on the like bloodthirsty or like civilization end of
this
recklessness.
Was like depressing because I was walking around and like it didn't have to be this way, you know what I mean? Like people are just buying too much because they're selfish. Like the grocery store literally was like, this is like the problem with capitalism to the nth degree now. Like, and also you're at like, everyone is rushing to wait in line at a grocery store when if someone just told them to shop normally, they'd be way less likely to get the virus in a grocery store full of 20 people than one with 200.
Every time somebody is complaining about socialism or communism, immediately people, it's like, oh, you want bread lines? And I'm kind of like, really big, dangerous lines, and there's no bread. So at least there's bread at the end of a bread line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no bread in Los Angeles. I have a bunch of sandwich making ingredients and no bread. So I'm like, I guess I could just roll up this meat in the cheese. It's not very satisfying.
Who do you think is the most likely NBA player to have been like an insane panic buyer?
Oh, like a food prepper? Doomsday prepper?
Yeah.
Well,
or just Kyrie. Like, who ordered the toilet paper? Kyrie? I don't think so. Kyrie, I don't think Kyrie believes in the virus. I don't think he believes the virus can do anything to him. Even though KKD has it, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, actually, he wouldn't be a good prepper either. Like, I'm sure he's planned for the commune, but it's always like, so we got to make sure that everybody has their own kaleidoscope.
Yeah, don't you think
that's going to be really important?
Yeah. Don't you think Kyrie's just like, if things get bad, I'm just going to the Denver airport?
Uh-huh. Yeah, to worship the Lord. Yeah, I could just see him walking out of Costco with a flat of something, and you're like, what is that? And it's like, oh, it's just a bunch of different kinds of crystals. Weird.
I don't know.
I think JJ Redick probably has like a bunch of stores of food, and also I'm going to say not even at his house. He's got some like drop points in between where his secret families live, where there's like, you know, ammunition and like MREs. I feel like he's ready.
I feel like not because he is like this kind of personality, but just in his like work ethic, I feel like Jimmy Butler is like prepared, but he's just like similarly always prepared. Or he's like, oh, I can just spearfish off it from like my backyard into the like
see,
the bay.
I disagree. I think Jimmy Butler is being really hard on his personal chef right now.
Because he's still waking up early and doing the workouts.
Yeah,
he's also working out nonstop.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, this fruit smoothie again? Don't you think? Like,
I specifically requested quail eggs.
Yeah.
he's got to be, you know what he's doing, though, most of the time. It's just lifting weights, watching Spencer Confidential. Lifting weights, watching Spencer Confidential.
I feel like Andrew Bogut probably is doing a lot of, like,
see,
I guess he's in Australia right now.
He also believes it's a hoax.
I think they're still playing games right now in Australia.
I think Bogut thinks it's a hoax.
I bet Harrison Barnes has an earthquake preparedness kit in every room of his house, though. But it's all like boring stuff. It's nothing exciting. It's like, yeah, it's pretty nutritious. Yeah. Harrison, you do have a lot of steel cutouts. Good job.
I mean, Hawes is in a bunker somewhere right now, for sure. But it's full of guns and just like a tin of beans.
He is John Goodman in 12 or 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think like Dinwiddie's probably panicking just because of the crypto side of things.
Well, yeah, he's losing
money.
But
I don't think he's prepared. Yeah, I don't think he's prepared. I just think he's in a tailspin.
I don't think... Look, the NBA... Look, they're all prepared because they're rich. They're all more prepared than we are. But I can't think of anybody right now who was like, we've got to go to Costco and buy the store. I mean, maybe some of their employees who work for them did that for them, but I don't know. I can't think of any guy. The NBA to me is more likely to be more players are like reading those like stories about how like it was created in a lab in North Carolina. And look, if you look at it in the genome, you can see where the cuts are, where they added part of the AIDS virus. That to me is more where I think a lot of NBA players are leaning towards and less the prepper side.
Yeah, what's that doctor's name? Dr. Sebi?
Dr. Umar?
Oh, well, Dr. Umar has a lot to say about this.
Oh, Serge Ibaka just released his how bored are you for the day?
Oh, what is it? What's going on?
He's FaceTiming his friends.
I want to know like what players, like I feel like Kyle Lowry's absolutely running like coaching sessions. I feel like Chris Paul probably too is like dialing up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to talk about pick and roll coverages and like screen sharing film just to make sure everybody's sharp for the inevitable return in October.
I think Lowry is just napping, honestly, is just falling asleep in places like we talked about, like going to do tasks or like dad stuff, and then he'll just like, he's like, I'm just resting my eyes. Chris Paul's probably being a lunatic, sure. Okay.
Which NBA player is trying to organize their version of that terrible Imagine video?
Probably, unfortunately, it hurts me a lot to say this, but probably Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that exactly, yeah. Right?
I can see CJ McCollum in there.
He would just be like, yeah, I'd be so happy. Like, I'm so happy to do that. Like, he's just the most pure, earnest man.
I could see CJ McCollum getting turned down by a lot of players. He's like, okay, but what about, okay, they did imagine, could we do give peace a chance? I guess it's not really relevant, but okay, whatever you guys want to sing. I know a lot of Beatles songs.
And they're like, yeah, we'll call you.
We'll get back to you, CJ.
And then it gets released. He has to watch it alone in isolation. Too sad. Yeah, I don't know. I do like how, for the most part, the French players are like extremely chill about the situation, more chill than they should be about the situation, mm-hmm. I will say.
To maybe the detriment of possibly Rudy Gobert and mm-hmm. ever came into contact with him, of just being like, we do not need to wash the hands. I only shower after the game because the peer pressure at home, I go weeks. You just put on some cologne. It's just fun.
Do you think Rudy Gobert is leaning into this whole like narrative that he's a hero now?
Oh, I think he's embarrassed, actually.
I mean, it's got to be so weird because I think that the media and the fans and Twitter are so strange for the Utah Jazz that it must be tough not to internalize that mm-hmm. weirdness.
Like, SLC Dunk has definitely posted about how Rudy Gobert saved the world, right? And how people should respect the fact that he saved the world.
Yes, absolutely. and then some of the, like, some of the jazz Twitter ensemble is amplifying that. Like, they play off each other's riffs about disrespect. it's actually the respect they don't get that makes them Jazz Twitter.
What coach do you think is going to get it first?
Quinn Snyder. I mean, I wouldn't set that without Colbert, but in fact, the most recent Round Ball song maybe throws out some allegations about Quinn Snyder's recreational habits.
I have to say Nick Nurse's hand washing video did really like bring me down from a ledge yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, he just told you how to wash your hands?
No, he's like, hey guys, I'm gonna share with you one of my top secret plays. he's like, everybody's saying you gotta wash your hands for 20 seconds, but how about this? Why not do 24 seconds? This is one case where we don't mind a shot clock violation.
How do we not lead with that?
that's a good point.
Yeah, can we play that? Can we find the audio? Katie, did you bring a clip?
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Nurse, head coach of the Toronto Raptors. I'm here to teach you a new play today, hand washing. You should wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, but let's make it 24. Think of it as a shot clock, but this is one time we don't mind a shot clock violation. Do it when you enter and leave a new place. Do it after social contact, no matter how minimal, and do it anytime you touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Special thanks to all the medical teams and health authorities who are doing so much to help keep us all safe. Thank you. Remember, wash your hands as long as a shot clock violation. Let's all rise up to stop COVID-19.
Do you think Nick Nurse is playing a lot of sweet jams on the guitar while he's isolated?
I do.
I think he's like messaging Giannis tips so he can continue the tampering even with basketball not on.
Can I implore people to stop posting videos of themselves playing the guitar, actually?
Why?
My feed is entirely people who I've never seen play the guitar before, sitting on their porches playing the guitar. And I'm just saying I need 60% less guitar playing. On my Instagram feed.
Jamal Murray's been playing piano, which is nice. He was playing a bunch of Harry Potter songs and was like, I'm taking requests, but it doesn't seem like he knows any other songs.
I wonder if Nick Nurse is working on like box in one style strategies for washing hands as well. Like if he has different sort of techniques and things that he's going to bust out, like if he has a shortage of soap and he's trying to work around that. I don't know. It feels like something he's got to be in the midst of too.
I don't know. I have to say, I kind of like the PSAs. I know they've all been like forced by the league to do them, but they're all really funny considering like it's weird. It's like what we were saying before of like players being so used to being surrounded by people, but like still kind of isolated, but they've never like been isolated like this before. So it's like, they're all doing these FaceTime videos where there's like no directive and they don't necessarily know what to say or like how to say it or when to stop. So like the length and like the tone of the video, like all the PSAs are extremely varied and like super weird. I don't know. I've been really deep diving into them.
Who's the MVP of quarantine so far, Katie?
Like who's doing it? Who's like respecting it?
Like, no, like who is like, you know, you have a summer vacation watch MVP. Who's the MVP of being in isolation?
It's too early to say. You should know that. Very selfishly, though, I have to say, I'm a little bit worried there won't be a clear end. So I don't know if it's going to be obvious when summer vacation watch begins and self-isolation watch ends.
Mm-hmm. Are you prepared for a world in which summer vacation watch has to happen in isolation and everyone's trying to have summer in their apartments?
I mean, some of the guys are already set up for it. Like Tim Hardaway Jr. has like a beautiful house in Florida and he's just been by the pool for like 4 days. So that's okay. But I'll be upset. I mean, I'll be upset. Like if, you know, guys can't travel or go to the place where, like where all the pigs are swimming. Everybody always goes there. You know, that's a summer vacation watch. Solid.
So Katie, what if they end up shifting the season back and opening it on Christmas Day? And that's just the way they do it now. And the finals are in August. Are you prepared for a world with a fall vacation watch?
It's kind of a toss up because one, I would love to wear shorts for more of the basketball season. Uh-huh. The regular
you basketball do love wearing season. Shorts.
You uh-huh. are the inventor of shorts to clothing.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it for like a couple seasons because, you know, it's sometimes it's like I'm curious to know where guys would go off peak season of tourism. It opens up like a lot of potential once Europe is safe again. That's like the time you're supposed to visit Italy, you're supposed to visit France, you know? So that could be kind of cool. Maybe more like, do you think guys would go on tours where they're looking at like fall foliage?
Yeah, it's all Kevin loves apple picking for some reason.
Oh, he's doing that for fucking sure. Yeah, like that. He's probably already done that, but he's probably like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, I can't wait for that in all his sweaters.
I think you'd probably see a lot more south of the equator vacations, right? Because wouldn't mm-hmm. it be spring?
Yeah, and yeah, like, well, also, I think you'd see more Hawaii because I think Hawaii is really rainy in June and July. And so you kind of avoid the rainy season, basically, mm-hmm. in the south.
Yeah, I mean, it does open up a whole new world of vacationing possibilities, so I can't say I'm not for it.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
It does seem like All-Star Weekend would be more fun if it was in April in most cities.
Oh, man. It would kick ass. Like, I'm thinking of the Toronto one in particular, when it was like the coldest weekend of the century.
Yeah,
I mean, Sean, it could still be pretty shitty here in April.
Let's it can't be. Minus 40.
True.
Toronto is just such a great city. I feel like it's such a missed opportunity that it was uninhabitably cold that the showcase weekend.
It was like the warmest it had ever been on record for that date the week after as well. It was very dumb. This has been Hot Weather Talk on Round Ball Rock on Raptors.
Locked On Meteorology.
There's just not that much else, man.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we've got to think
with a big three before we
stop.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This should be your last thing.
Keen, do you want to explain what's going on with the big three right now?
Yeah, so this is, I mean, I have been a big three expert in the past, but once again, Ice Cube has his thumb on the pulse of the nation. The big three has announced that they're going to be having a tournament. I mean, I don't think this is a good idea, but I love this story. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be, they're calling it a quarantined reality show style 3-on-3 tournament in April to help curb the nation's appetite for basketball. Now, again, this is the founders of the league are Ice Cube and Jeff Quadanets, who was like Eminem's man, who ran Eminem and Gwen Stefani's management firm 20 years ago. So they're quarantining everybody in Los Angeles in like a mansion. They say 16 to 22 people that all are negative for the coronavirus. And so it's they're going to be in like the Big Brother house, basically. Because I don't know how big a house you need for 22 like 40-year-old and former NBA players, but it seems like a large one, right? But actually, it more seems like it's gonna be like the Big Brother house, where it's not really a house, it's like a warehouse that they put rooms in and stuff, because they're also supposedly gonna have a basketball court and training facility on the site. And if a player breaks quarantine, he's eliminated and injected, he's out of the house. They are filming it, and I guess the house is going to be full of like remote cameras, because there's not going to be a crew, but they're going to be filming everything. And the format also seems insane, that there are 7 rounds. The teammates reshuffle after the first round, and when individual players lose 3 games, they're eliminated. And then like the winner is going to win like $2 or $3 million. So. What? Joe Johnson, yeah. First, second, and third are getting prizes in the 7 figures. I guess they're just going to have the games at the house they live in.
I see a lot of ways this could backfire.
Right. It bums me out, honestly. This idea bums me out. The fact that Josh Smith or whoever needs money this bad to be on like a Big Brother basketball reality show bums me out.
Well, I don't know. It's not. Yeah, I mean, it's just the games and players' lives will be captured on camera. I mean, the thing is, it is a lot of money for winning 7 3-on-3 games.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's more like, well, I don't know. I mean, who knows what the reality show aspect of it is going to be.
100% gonna watch it. Don't get me wrong.
it feels like what they do. I just don't think the big three is that exploitative. Like it would probably be maybe more popular, but it seems like they really push back on the idea that it's like an old timers game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I there's no one has been booked yet. The names I have seen are. Okay, this is an amazing set of 3 names. Joe Johnson, Zach Randolph, and Greg Oden. Greg Oden had a really good year, actually.
Who's the most likely to bring disease into the house unrecognized and cause?
Matt Barnes. I
mean, oh, my God.
Is Matt Barnes going to be in it?
I mean,
he is not in the previous 3 yet, but he could. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's always like, I think, having attended a couple drafts, it does seem like they draft for character a lot, by which I mean they draft guys they like to hang out and possibly smoke weed with as players. You know, I bet Al Harrington, even though he is, I think that Al Harrington has actually retired from the big three.
But isn't this like, it's a reality show?
I mean, yeah. I think it's mostly basketball. I think, I mean, I don't know. It's not clear. Like,
is it clear how long it would last for?
Well, it's seven rounds. So I think it'll be maybe seven, maybe a week.
But what if they really drag it out, right? Like, what if this is like all the basketball there is at that point?
Yeah. Well, they'd have to look. Many of these guys are not going to be able to play much more than these three games, too.
But they have to stay in the house together.
I mean, and they're going to film the house. Yeah,
it sounds terrible. It sounds like so uncomfortable. So like, just like so so stupid. The like money thing is insane. It's just like I hate it too.
What do you hate more, this idea or the NBA's, like, I don't know, pipe dream of having some sort of charity game in the next, like, month or whatever? I don't even know what their, like, timeline is for that, but that also sounds insane.
Why doesn't the NBA just do this weird quarantine thing properly and build, like, a crazy biodome? And we'll just do that.
I don't think Tillman Fertitta would want to contribute money to help build a biodome.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him on the Patreon this week, but he's been a real asshole.
What a piece of shit.
Holy shit.
On the plus side, I think he's going to have to sell the team if this goes longer than, like, 2 months.
Yeah, he's definitely waiting. The guy who's at the most risk of losing his team, right?
I would guess so, yeah.
I mean, I guess so, but he's also just really cheap. He's gonna get a casino bailout.
Yeah, they're gonna bail out the casinos.
He's like the only. The Golden Nuggets, like, the only casino that is not paying their staff while they're closed.
What a lunatic!
Yep. Real. He's a real motherfucker. To quote Tillman Fertitta.
Look, he tells you he's gonna stand on. He's gonna pin you down. He's gonna put a foot on your throat, and then he's gonna cut your benefits.
All right, is that our episode? Is there anything else we need to talk about?
No, that feels like probably feels way like too plenty. Much of an episode.
Sean Woodley, what would you like to plug?
Well, this podcast that you're listening to, Locked On Raptors, is good. We did an episode with James Herbert, friend of mine and Katie's, on Thursday, where we talked about the bracket I did for Raptors.com of the 60 or 32 greatest single game performances in Raptors history. A list that includes Charlie Villanueva, Mike James, and of course Terrence Ross, among others. And we talked all about that on yesterday's podcast. So go listen to that.
Katie Heindel, what would you like to plug?
A new series to just launch called NBA Self-Isolation Watch.
Mm-hmm. And where can we watch that?
You can read it. Sorry, I said series. It's a column.
I know.
You can read it at Dime and subscribe to Basketball Feelings now more than ever, because I'm losing my mind.
Sean Keen, what would you like to plug?
You can read my proposal for a permanent start to Christmas Day games on Yardbarker, and the Roundball Ruck Patreon is patreon.com/roundrockpod.
Great. And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on November 21st, 2013, I tweeted, "Holy full, I just ate my ass off. 3 pork chops, a bowl of applesauce, and an entire pot of macaroni and cheese. This hurts." Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's stay home. Continue staying home. Do not go out. Never go out.
Literally shut it down.
Yeah.
All right. Next time we got a special guest. Some would call him the hottest guitar player in all of Canada. Whenever you see him, he has a guitar on his back. He's got a guitar and a gig bag on his shoulders. He can't stop playing guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse, everybody. For you. Let's go. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. And now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am inside, still believing. Time I went and said goodbye, and now I'm back in your new love, so strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, inside, still delivered. I'm yours. Let's go now. Here I am, baby, inside, still delivered. I'm yours. But here I am, baby, inside, still delivered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.